That's hilarious.
That's what the kid thinks he can do. Okay, it's been a while. Let's learn the Torah of Noch Pesach, on page Ayin Gimel. In this edition, it's called L'Issu Chag Shal Pesach. It's really not true. It was a mistake that was published in the people who put it out. It was really Achron Shal Pesach of that year. Probably, it seems, because of the Rosh HaTevis, that Aleph Ches Shin Pei, so they thought it was Issu Chag Shal Pesach. It was really, the Torah was given in Achron Shal Pesach, April 30th, 1940. There's a scientific or academic edition of the Eish Kodesh just came out a few weeks ago. There are two volumes. The first is working over the texts. There are many, many mistakes in the text, and some footnotes and limited footnotes. And also the second is the actual photographs of the manuscript. It's really a very special thing. Two volumes by a fellow by the name of Daniel Reiser. Daniel Reiser. Very, very chashuv, I think. With a long introduction. So April 30th, 1940. Let's try to do these two Torahs from Achron Shel Pesach and Parshas Metzora. Tiviemo v'sitaemo b'har nachal oscho. So Bnei Yisrael is asking HaKadosh Baruch, we say this in the Shira. Bnei Yisrael is asking HaKadosh Baruch to bring us and to implant us in Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael, and Mikdash Hashem Kanu Yadecha, and that Hashem with his hands should establish the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rebbe asks, "V'novin haloi kol yitzias Mitzrayim, ha'isa g'day lachnis al meretz Yisrael." What is the urgency now, at this point, coming through the ocean, through Yam Suf? What is the urgency of Tiviyemu v'sitayemu v'hanach l'oscha? The whole tachlis of yitzias Mitzrayim is that Hashem told us He's bringing us to Eretz Yisrael. It's g'day lachnis al meretz Yisrael. Where are we going? That's where we're going. So what's this urgent tefillah now by Kriyas Yamsuf, Tiviemu v'sitaemu? Because the lashon of Tiviemu v'sitaemu and Diktuk, that way of wording it, Tiviemu v'sitaemu, is immediately, quickly, now, bring us and plant us in Eretz Yisrael. Why do we have to daven for that? Ki betach yeshiyam Hashem v'yachnisam l'Eretz Yisrael. They see Hashem Yisbroch did such an ace, and they're on their way. And Hashem certainly is going to bring them to Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash, as He promised. V'chein lama, that's Aleph and Beis, v'chein lama nemar al Beis HaMikdash, koinu lu yadecha, that Hashem should establish the Beis HaMikdash, to build and to establish the Beis HaMikdash with His hands. Ha'bnei Yisrael banu ha'isai. Hashem didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. Look, Hashem lo yivne bayis, everything is Hashem. But the Metzias is that we believe that the third Beis HaMikdash is going to come down. But there's no indication of anything like that happening at this time. There's a mitzvah deraisa for us to come to Eretz Yisrael with our own hands to build the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rebbe's asking, why does it say, Konunu Yadecha, with Hashem's hands to build the Beis HaMikdash? Ha'bnei Yisrael bonu ha'isa, Bnei Yisrael would build it. The Divrei Rashi is al Yidua, and Rashi is known. Choviv Beis HaMikdash. This pasuk is showing us how beloved and how precious the Beis HaMikdash is in Hashem's eyes. Shehaolam nivra biyad achas. Hashem created everything, the universe. All was created and is described as having been created with one hand of Hashem. Shnema af yodei, yodei yazda eres. But the Beis HaMikdash is Konanu Yadecha. we're asking Hashem to put both of his hands into the building of the Beis HaMikdash. All of creation is with one hand. The Beis HaMikdash is Mikdash Hashem Kainanu Yadecha. V'emasai Yibana B'shtei Yadayim. So Chazal say, Rashi brings some Chazal. And when will this happen? The Beis HaMikdash will be built with both hands. Zman Shashem Yimloch Le'olam V'ed. That ultimately, the final and ultimate Beis HaMikdash will be built with both of Hashem's hands at that time of Hashem Yimloch Le'olam V'ed. As we say in the Shiur, that Hashem, when Hashem will rule forever and ever, which is La'asad Lavo in the future, Shekol HaMelucha Shaloi, where the whole Melucha will be Hashem. Then it will be Mikdash Hashem Kononu Yadecha, with two hands, Shtei Yadayim. There's a lot written about this inyan of two hands. The Rebbe has his Mahalach here, which is based upon what we find in the Sfar HaKadosha. The Efsha Ki'isa Misfar HaKadosha. He's referring here to the primarily to the Oyev Yisrael. The Oyev Yisrael and Pashas Vayeru. Ala Posik La'olam Hashem Tvarcha Nitzav B'Shamayim. The Pasuk in Tehillim says that La'olam Hashem Tvarcha Nitzav B'Shamayim, that Hashem forever, Hashem's words, the Dvar Hashem is Nitzav B'Shamayim, is standing in Shamayim. And then the Pasuk goes on afterwards, it says L'dor V'dor Emunasecha Kainanta Eretz. From generation to generation, Emunasecha, with faithfulness, Kainanta Eretz, Hashem established the earth. Was samud, and it stood. So on that, let me just read to you a sentence from the Oyev Yisrael. You don't have it in front of you. We do have from the Arvei Nachal, which we'll get to in a second. But the Oyev Yisrael, the Abder Rav writes on this pasuk, Lo'olam Hashem Dvarach Nitzav B'Shamayim, the Dor V'Dor Emunasecha Kananta Eretz. So he writes, "What Shalom should Dibur Shel Haftacha Taiva." That when Hashem makes a promise, haftacha taiva, that there's something good, some haftacha taiva, a promise that He's going to carry out. Kishu adayin beruchnias, before the time has come for that to materialize in our lives, when it's still in a state of ruchnias, it's just dvarcha, la'olam Hashem dvarcha nitzav b'shamayim, Hashem's dibur, Hashem's, what Hashem has promised is Nitzav B'Shamayim, is still B'Shamayim. But Zolomer, Shedibu Shal Avtocha Tevik Shuadayin Beruchnias Hu B'Skasya V'Oimed B'Shamayim. We don't see it yet in our lives. It's covered from us, and it's waiting, it's standing in Shamayim. Ach Ayidei Sheledor V'Ador Emunasecha. How do we bring down this Dvar Hashem, that it should materialize l'maisa in the Olam HaAtzilus? In other words, the words are standing in the Olam HaAtzilus. The Haftacha is inscribed, Hashem's words of that Haftacha Taiva, it's inscribed in Shammai. It's our Bechira to draw that down, to bring down that it should be in the Olam HaAtzilus. So the Abder Rav says, "Ach ayidei sheledor v'ador emunasecha, v'tzolaimer ayidei he'emuna, that through our belief in the Haftachas Hashem, kainanta eretz, you establish the earth, v'tzolaimer asisa osa takonas kli v'nukva lizgalus adam." That through our emuna, let's put the pasuk together. Lo'olam Hashem Tvarach Nitzav B'Shamayim. Hashem makes a promise. The promise is Nitzav B'Shamayim. It's Biskasya. It's in Shamayim. Concealed from us. But it's in Shamayim. L'dor v'dor. So how do we draw this down? That it should come into the Olam HaAtzilus? So Abder Rav says, L'dor v'dor Emuna Secha. Through emuna. What will happen? Kainanta Eretz. V'samud. Kainanta Eretz. Then that promise that until now was Biskasi in Shemaim, through our Amunah in the Haftacha, we're able to draw it down and is established here in the world. We have prepared a kli, v'nukva, meaning nekeva, meaning that side of nekeva, which is a kli, a vessel, a receptacle, l'sgalus hadavar. So through our emuna, we prepare a kli to receive this haftacha taiva that is nitzav b'shamayim, and then it comes down and it descends into the olam ha'asiyah. Here, Gabi? No, there you're talking about Shara Yichud Emunah.
Yeah, and then
the Rosh Hashanah. Right, so that's talking about Lo Olam Devar Hashanah is talking about the Oisius. That's not what the Oisius. Oh, that's not in the Baal Shem Tov was talking about the Rosh Hashanah. Right. So the Dinim and the Gzeiros, it also there's an Indian like that as well. The Rebbe doesn't want to go into that now for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But there isn't any like that as well. But without the difference is that a haftacha toiva is chayiv at some point, even if we don't make ourselves into a kli. A haftacha toiva is ein chazeres. So the Rebbe is focusing on the haftacha toiva that's ein chazeres. There's an any like that in dinim as well. It's two sides of the same avaida.
We say
in disguise, biskastya. And if we're zoichen, we make ourselves into a proper kli, it can come down the taiva. So that's why we always daven. The Rabbi Shavu used to always say it should be taiva nigla. So that's what the after Rav said. That's the pshat. So let's look inside. Asher ki isa b'svar makadoyishem al pasuk loy l'mashem dvarach anitza b'shamayim. Shedibur hu lamala me'asiyah. Dibur is lamala me'asiyah. Words, there's machshava, there are words, and there are actions. Machshava, dibur, and ma'ase. Kivyachal. There are Hashem's thoughts, there are His words, and then there's the lamaisa that comes into the lamaisiyah. So the Rebbe explains. Dibur, of course, is lamala me'asiyah in us as well. Dibur, speech, is lamala me'asiyah. It's a realm of existence that is higher than physical action. The thoughts, the ideas, the concepts, the plans. L'chein, yesh sho'emer Hashem lo yishiyas Yisrael k'var bo ha'yeshua. Therefore, there is such a thing that in the Olam HaDibur, in the world of Dibur, Hashem has already announced the Yeshua in the Olam HaDibur, which is higher than Olam HaAsiyah. Hashem has already, in the Olam HaDibur, in that world of speech, this Yeshua already exists. U'kvar bo ha-Yeshua. However, it's lamala ba'olam hadibur. It's still hovering over us in the olam hadibur, in the world of speech. Va'ad she'timoshech la'olam hazeh, olam ha'asiyah, mis'acher ezezman. And there can be a delay. In between the time that dibur, the olam hadibur, is spoken, until the time that it actually is drawn into the olam ha'asiyah and materializes in the olam ha'asiyah, it's misacher ezezman. La'olam Hashem dvarcha nitzav b'shamay. There's a world that's called the world of Dibur, of speech, that's Nitzav B'Shamayim, which is Lamala Me'olam Ha'asiyah, which is higher than the Olam Ha'asiyah. L'chein, therefore, also HaNeviyim HaKadoshim L'Fa'amim Pu'ula Dimyonis. We find in Navi, in a number of places, we'll see some examples, where the Navi does something, apula demyonis. He does something in the Olam HaAsiya, which on its own wouldn't make sense to anybody what's going on. We only understand it through what the Navi says and explains. But he does something. There are many stories of tzaddikim later on doing this also. He gives an example. Kagan, for instance, Elisha Hanavi should siva lamalach Yisrael lirais bekeshes. With their retort in the Navi, we'll see a little bit of the pasuk in Malachim Beis, we'll see in the note in a minute. But essentially what's happening there is that before Elisha died, he told Yoash, he told the king, to take a keshes, to take a bow and arrow. And Elisha put his hand on the hand of Yoash that was holding the keshes. And he told Yoash to open the window and to shoot the arrow. And it says over there in the pasuk, which we'll see in a minute in the footnote, Chetz Shua Lashem Chetz Shua Ba'ara, that this was a pula demyonis, shooting the arrow that is going to bring to the destruction, to the downfall of Aram. It's going to bring to the downfall. It's just a window opening a window. The Navi is told to take the arrow, an arrow, and the Navi tells Yoash to take an arrow, and the Navi holds his hand on Yoash's hand, and the arrow is shot. And Chetz Shua Lashem, Chetz Shua Me'aram. And then the Navi Elisha told Yoash to go and to get the arrows and to clap onto the ground. And the Navi says that Elisha was upset because Yoash only gave three claps with the arrows. And if he would have hit five or six, it would have been complete. It would have been the utter complete destruction of Aram. But because he only gave three claps, so there still will be something left of Aram. That's the story in Malachim Beis. So the ikra is that we find that there was a physical ma'isa that the Navi brought out in this world. And something very mysterious is happening. In the higher world, when that takes place, what's being brought down is something that is nitzav in a higher dimension of existence, that through that pool of demyonis, through that simulated destruction of Aram, it draws down the Yeshua from Aram, and that's why it's called Chetz Teshua, the arrow of salvation, the arrow of redemption of salvation. That the Navi shoots through the window. The king was, and the Navi was shooting through the window. Chetz Shua Lashem, Chetz Shua Me'aram. And there are many, many stories of tzaddikim doing things like this, where there's something in this world. There was a chess match that was going on for a considerable amount of time between tzaddikim. There were those who were in the war between Napoleon, between France and Russia. So there were those who were in favor of Napoleon, primarily Mendel Rimanov, and there were those who were violently opposed to Napoleon and were supporting Russia, primarily the Balatanya. And we know that, and there were other tzaddikim that were taking sides of the two tzaddikim, and we know that there was a chess match that was taking place, that there would be every move that was taken, each one in his own place had a chessboard, and there were certain moves that were being made, and whenever that move would be made, so then the one who was supporting the French, if he had a good move, whatever that was, again, I don't know exactly how it worked, but there would be that move, and then the French would have a mapala that day in the war. And then there would be that the Alter Rebbe would take this one's pawn, and then there would be, this would happen. So the whole war between Russia and France was taking place in a chess match between tzaddik. And that otherwise people just thought that the Rebbe's playing by himself, solitary chess. And there was some sort of an Indian that was going on. A pool of demyonis that the tzaddikim were Isaac in to bring down a certain Yeshua. So there are many, many stories that are like this. But in Navi, we see this beferish in many places. Lachain also on the Vim Kadosh, Lefam, and Pula Demyanis, Kagon Elisha and Navi, Shetzivel Melch Yisrael, Lires Bekeshes, Vamasholish, Pam, Takis Aram, Lachadoim, Shuasia, Me'ain HaYeshua, where the Asiya, the physical act that the Navi is doing, is Me'ain the Yeshua that we're looking for, just like taking down the knight or the castle, the rook, or whatever of the other side's chess pieces. Taking down is Me'ain the Yeshua in the Olam HaAsiya. Shu Asiya Me'ain HaYeshua Kedei LaHamshech Es HaYeshua Miyad LaOlam HaAsiya. In order to bring this down fast, now, to bring this down into the Olam HaAsiya, into the world of action. In Derech Mitzvah Yisachar, in the Mitzvah of Birchas Kahanim, which is based upon a Torah from his grandfather, from the Baal Tanya, the other Tzemach Tzedek Schusilano explains the power of Birchas Kahanim, which Aharon, the name Aharon, is the Oisiyas Nira. Aharon, Aleph Hei Reish Nun, is the Oisiyas Nira, means something, that something is seen. Something is seen. And the Tzemach Tzedek explains that the koach of the Kahanim is to draw down through Birchas Kahanim, through their brachas, the Kohen have tremendous power to draw something that is unseen. In other words, there are brachas that are above, that are sort of locked, nitzav b'shamay, and not their biskasya, and the Kohen, who is Aaron, which the Oisiyas Nira, have the ability to draw down from that hidden, from the hidden bracha, to draw down through their bracha, through their diburim, to bring it into the olam haasiyah, into the olam haasiyah. There are postponements and delays. There are things that we have to do because something is being held back in Shemayim, and Hashem Shabbach made it in such a way. There, the Tzemach Tzedek brings the inyan of the din on Rosh Hashanah. The din of Rosh Hashanah Kippur, he asks, what's the din of Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara says, Adam Nidan B'chol Yom, that a person is judged every day of his life. And not only that, then the Gemara says, and regarding Tivchanenu, which means every moment we're being judged. So what is it about the Yom HaDin? Judgment is all the time. What's the Yom HaDin? So there, the Tzemach Tzedek explains, what does that mean? That there's a gzeira on Rosh Hashanah. So he says there could be a certain that a person works hard in his davening Rosh Hashanah. It says to me, true, but he works very, very hard. And as a result of that, there's a havtocha taifa that is made, that through his tshuva, through his tefillah, he was able to bring out kivyocha from Hashem, something good. But that's nitzav b'shamayim. And then, in order to bring it down, it depends upon the days and the moments of that year. Whether the person is zayich, because the Tzemach Tzedek explains there are dinim that occur at each level. And there are many, many levels that until something descends from that world of Dibur into the world of Asiya, there are dinim. So therefore we're asking every single Shemoneh Esrei, we're asking, we're davening, to be able to bring down all of the brachas into the Olam HaAsiya. Because sometimes there's a Yeshua, there's a bracha that is stuck, not unintentionally, that Hashem has waiting for the person in Shemayim, and there's a judgment that needs to take place to see whether he's zoicha to bring it down into the Olam HaAsiya. On Rosh Hashanah Kippur could be that he was given something and it's nitzav b'shamayim, but it needs to be drawn down into this world through tefillah, through avoda, and so on, to draw it into the world, that it should become part of the Olam HaAsiya. Look in footnote 2. Ein ba'ar ve'nochal ve'yera. So the Rabbi Nachal writes, kasha yasa eza poil demyoni doimel ha'adov v'sheyikol ozim. The Navi will do something, a poil demyoni, some physical thing that resembles in some way that which is promised to take place in the future. And as yiskayim ha'adov rahu bevadeh, and that causes the thing to be miskayim quickly and bevadeh. So this was all the time of the Nevi'im. Hashem tells Yirmiyahu to take an almond and he shake it. I'm going to carry out very quickly, because the word for an almond is shaked or shkedi. To take a makel, a stick with shkedim. This we see throughout Navi, that the Navi will do something physical that is related to what Hashem was saying, in order to bring the dibur into the Olam Hasiya, bevadai and miyad it should happen. This is at the end of Sefer Yirmiyahu. So Hashem told Yirmiyahu to write a book that has in it all the bad stuff that's going to happen to Bavel, like the whole downfall of Bavel, to write it in the book. So the Navi writes it in the book with his scribe Baruch Ben Neriah, and then the Navi says, Hashem Tzivah LeBaruch V'hayek Chaloyes Chalikros HaSeifer. So Yirmiyahu tells his Sefer, his scribe Baruch Ben Neriah, that when you finish read the Sefer of the destruction of Bavel, and when you finish reading it, Tikshur Olav Evan, tie a stone to the scroll, tie a string with a stone, Vishlachte al Teich Pras, and to throw it into the river Pras, to throw it into the river. Ramarta, and you should say, Kocha Tishka Bavel. This is how Bavel is going to sink. This is how Bavel is going to be destroyed. This isn't a game. This is very, very serious stuff. That's happened. That's what happened. V'chein inin elish and v'lachem beis, v'anicha yizor lakeshes, that we just learned about, v'yoyim yoro, v'yoyim chet shul Hashem v'aram, v'nem Hashem, v'yiktsof elov ish elokim, v'yoyim lahakas chomish ha-sheish pam, v'zikis says Aram, I call, why do you only hear three times? If you did five or six, you would have destroyed them completely. So we see this many times in Navi, on the top of age Ayin Dalet. Vihine, so now the Rebbe is turning to the people now in the present where they were. Achron Shul Pesach 1940. Vihine Ata, and now She'en Lonu Loi Navi V'Loi Chayzer. We don't have any Nevi'im. No Navi's, no prophets, and no seers. What we do have is Asiyaseinu HaMitzvahs. We have the physical mitzvahs that we can still try to carry out. To the best of our ability, we still have mitzvahs. Shugam kein hamshochas dvar Hashem, haynu dvar Hashem b'mitzvahs. And the most powerful means at our disposal of drawing down from the Olam HaDibur and from the Olam HaSiyah is through our mitzvahs. Our physical mitzvahs. El Olam Ha'asiya La'aseis HaMitzvahs. And that's why mitzvahs are mitzvahs ma'asiyas in the Olam Ha'asiya. Poyo la'hamshech es dvar Hashem shel HaYeshua gam kein el Olam Ha'asiya. Is able to be poyo la'hamshech es dvar Hashem, to draw down the dvar Hashem of the Yeshua gam kein el Olam Ha'asiya. So he's encouraging the chevra to continue on with mitzvahs, whatever is possible, in order to draw down what the Rebbe believed was the haftacha of the Yeshua, and to bring it down into the Olam HaSiyah through our actual physical mitzvahs. Every mitzvah, maisis, every physical mitzvah, besides everything else that it accomplishes, is also a pool of demyonis. Is also something physical to draw down from the world above. Umekol shekein after bePesach, and especially the Rebbe says now, Pesach. Shaha mitzvahs ma'isiyas min dvar Hashem shel Yeshua hein. That all the mitzvahs ma'isiyas of Pesach, all the physical mitzvahs that we're doing, connect back to the Dvar Hashem of the salvation of the Yeshua from Mitzrayim, and the Yeshua now. Matzahs, the mitzvah of matzahs. At that point, apparently, they still had matzahs. Matzis al shem shle hisbig betzekim shle avasenu lahachmitz. Ash nigla leim melech malchi amlochim b'kadosh baruch hu galam. But it says in Agadah we didn't have time to bake matzis for it to rise, and Hashem Shabbach took us out. The arba kaisis is connected the four lashonis of gula. Corresponds to atzeitzi yisalti gaalti lakachti, the four lashonis of gula. But it's each of the mitzvahs of Leil Pesach is guladik, it's yeshuadik, it's filled with Yeshua. It's bringing the Yeshua into the Olam HaAsiyah, pulling it down into the Olam HaAsiyah. Shetzricha HaAsiyah Seinu LaHamshich Es Yeshua Seinu. That through our physical actions, we have to try as hard as we can to draw down our Yeshua. Shetei Teke from Yad. That the Yeshua should be Teke from Yad. It shouldn't hover in the higher world, but rather it should descend. Take it from Yad. That it should be Nigla, Leinai. In this world, the Matim Asar Tvachim, in this physical world, it should be Nigla. So in all of our davening we have this. Mimkom Chamakinu Sofia V'Sim, Ve'inenu Serena. It's all, the Yeshuas are there. But the avoid of Am Yisrael is to draw the Yeshuas down. Heard Hashem ki toiv ki lo olam chazdo. The chesed of Hashem is ki lo olam chazdo. It's there. But yoyim ana Yisrael ki lo olam. But through the yoyim ana Yisrael, that it should be brought into yoyim ana Yisrael, to olam hanigla, that we could see with our eyes. Everything is good. But yoyim ana Yisrael ki lo olam chazdo, that it should be toiv hanigla, the nir leinai. Yoyim ana Yisrael ki lo olam chazdo. In this world. Not just not olam haruchni. Not olam haruchni. Shetzricha asiyaseinu lahamshich es Yeshua seinu shetehi teke from Yad v'loy ta'acher chas v'chalila, that it shouldn't be delayed chas v'shal, should be taken from Yad. Ve'ev shebezel ataritz kushya hanidaz, and with this we can answer the famous question Mr. Aruch Haim HaKadosh talks about Eich tam hamatzis. What does it mean that the reason for matzis al shem shal hispik b'tzeikim shal habaseinu lahachmetz? All the Mepharshim are talking about this, that we say in the Haggadah that we didn't have time, that we didn't have time for the dough to rise. What do you mean? We were told to eat matzahs in Mitzrayim. We had matzahs Leil Pesach. We were eating matzahs Leil Pesach before we left Mitzrayim. So what does it mean we didn't have time to bake matzahs? There were matzahs already in Mitzrayim. You say there are many, many truths into that. But according to what we're learning, Gam oz tziva Hashem mikoydim shiyasu mitzvah me'ein Yeshua meheir. Hashem gave the mitzvah to bake matzahs. Really, matzahs are for the redemption. Hashem gave, and it's fast, matzahs. Hashem gave the mitzvah of matzah to eat Leil Pesach in order to move things along. Really, the matzah is the bread of redemption. Why are you eating it the night before we're leaving? It's the matzah of leaving. Of lehispik batzeikim shalav v'sein. Hashem Shabbat gave us this mitzvah, and we were commanded to eat it, matzah. Tziva Hashem mikadem shiyasu, do this physical act of eating the matzahs that are really for tomorrow, or for later on. Which is me'ein the Yeshua, which is me'ein, again, a physical act, which is me'ein the Yeshua. What's the Yeshua? The Yeshua is, there's no time to delay. The matzah is a food that is baked in such a way where there is no time to delay. Eat this food without delay the night of Pesach before you leave in order to bring it down into the Olam HaAsiyah. This rush, this chipazon to get out. There should be taken from Yad. Shiyasu mitzvah me'ein Yeshua mehera, kedesh tehe me'ein pula demyonis. So there would be a physical act of rushing to do something and having these matzahs that are rushed to be made, so that would be me'ein the Yeshua of Yitzias and Tzorayim that has to take place. The chipazon, so we shouldn't slip into the 50th Sharatim. al shem shel hispi kadesh yigalu miyad. In order that the gula shouldn't be delayed, the gula should be miyad, should be immediately. So we see that we were able to, and Hashem gave us a hecha timtza to bring down Yitzias Mitzrayim, to bring it down in a hurry from a higher world into the Olam HaAsiyah through the Ma'aseh HaMitzvos. Ubesov Shirasa. So we were able to be poyel through our actions of the mitzvahs of Leil Pesach, to be poyel leaving Mitzrayim and going through the Yamsuf. Ubesov Shirasa. And at the end of the song, see, here's where we get to the tefillah. Hispalu hein yoidim anu shiachnisenu Hashem le'etz Yisrael. Well, the base of Mikdash. What we're saying is as follows. We know, we believe, we trust Hashem that He's going to bring us to Eretz Yisrael and to the base of Mikdash. We don't have any questions, we have no shailas. Aval tivi emai, which means now. It's a lashon of bringing quickly. Tivi ema lo halicha nimshaches, not gradually for the dibur to descend slowly, but tivi ema to Eretz Yisrael, take it from miyad. Back tivi ema miyad. That's what you're davening for. Kevin she migdash Hashem kainenu yadecha. Now the olam haasiya is yadecha, Hashem's hands, hands on. Kevin she migdash Hashem kainenu yadecha, shayidei asiyas hamitzvus me'ein hayeshua, that by doing the mitzvus of Leil Pesach me'ein hayeshua, the poil shahayisaz b'yitzias etzayim v'b'yam, gam dvar Hashem shel hachnos la'aretz u'beis hamikdash gam ken kvar nimshach la'asiyah b'chinas yadecha. We're davening that the same way that we were able to be poil through our ma'aseh mitzvahs, through what we did and through our tefillahs, that we're able to be poil, that the yitzias should come down into olam ha'asiyah and create the amshu should come down to olam ha'asiyah. So we're davening to Hashem tivyemo, so it should be that tivyemo v'sitayemo b'har nachaloscha. We know that we're going to get to Eretz Yisrael. We know that we're headed to the Beis HaMikdash. But may it be that through our Ma'aseh HaMitzvahs and through our pulas of Emunah, of jumping into the ocean and so on, that we should be able to draw it down in such a way that Mikdash Hashem Konenu Yadecha, that it should be in the Olam HaAsiyah, that Hashem should take with His hands from the Olam HaDibur and should bring this Yeshua that should take place and unfold before our eyes immediately to come to Eretz Yisrael. Not that it should be delayed, it should have to take time. There should be a hemsha. There should be tivyemu v'sitayemu miyad. Take it from miyad to be brought to Eretz Yisrael. That's the Rebbe's Torah. And we all, when you learn this Torah, it's clear that all what the Rebbe was doing, even with his drushes, that this drush itself was for the purpose of drawing down, of being chazik, not only the people that are there, but trying to be poiled to bring these yeshuas, as all the tzaddikim are, Isaac, all the tzaddikim, to bring the Yeshua, that it should come down l'mayis, it should be taken from Yad in the Olam HaAsiyah, which is the main thing that the tzaddikim are constantly being Isaac in, is to draw down the brachas and to draw down the Yeshuas, that it should become taken from Yad, that it should be brought down into this world. Unfortunately, that wasn't the end of what happened with the Rebbe and probably the Jews that were with him, to see the Yeshua, that it should take place. Parshas Mitzrayim, April 13th, 1940. It's very short. So it's our parasha. Ki tzavo al Eretz Kanan, asher ninoson lachem l'chuzah v'nesati neged tzaraz v'bayis v'beis Eretz achuzasa. Hashem says, I'm going to bring you. It sounds like it's a good thing, which is what Rashi says, that when I'm going to bring you to Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to give you your places to live. You're going to have Negoim, you're going to have Tzaraz in the homes, on the walls of the homes that you're going to live in. So this sounds like a good thing. So Rashi says, the Surah Hilohem, that Hashem was telling them some good news. Shan Negoim Boim Alayim, that even though they're going to have these Negoim, Fishet Minu Emoriam Atmanias Shalzov Bekiris Bateim, because the Goim who were living there they had gold, they had things that were hidden in the walls of their homes. Kol ha'arboim shonesh ha'yisob b'midbar, ha'idei ha'nega, noisei tzabayis u'meitzon. And because of the din, by the nega, that the wall has to be broken, because the wall that has negoim has to be broken, so we're going to find these treasures that were hidden inside of the walls. So therefore there's a b'surah taiva. Even though the nega certainly is not a good thing, but there's a b'surah that's mixed into this problem of nega tzaraz. So the Rebbe writes, "V'novin na'im kain, lama hizgim mitchilas abayis shivas yomim." So im kain, we need to understand why was the house quarantined first for 7 days. And only afterwards they removed and replaced the stone. Hakeven shenira nega, since there appeared to be a nega on the wall, yoda shekan matman, it's a simon that over here there's a treasure. Ubefatcha kvish isab ramban, especially as we see in the ramban, muva besifrei kray kedushas adonai avi umayri admor meran. And it's found in the writings of my father. We're not zoich anymore for these negoyim. The nigei batim of begodim was a miracle, that clothing and the walls would get negoyim. What the Ramban talks about was l'toivas yisrael, that we should do tshuva. That our aveiros would appear on our bodies, on our clothing, on our homes. And we're not zoichim for that anymore. There was hashgacha pratis. There was a time where there were nisim that what a person, where a person was holding in his ruchnias, would show up in the gashmias of his life. Imkein rak l'tovus yisrael, legalas amadmoni yisay. So this was all the tovus yisrael to do tshuva, of course, and to be able to get to these hidden treasures. Lomet sivsa ter latame mikaydim shivas yom. Why are there those 7 days of tuma of delaying these that week? So the pashtus is it's the time to do tshuva. But the Rebbe explains. He says something very beautiful. V'hinei bekavonas haterim mitzvasa ein lano hasagim. We can't ever truly understand the deepest kavanas of the Torah and the mitzvahs. Ein lanu hasagim. V'mash meramez lanu efsher, but perhaps what's being hinted at here is this. Ki yoydim aminim anachnu shekol ma Hashem oisa lanu. We know and we believe that everything that Hashem does to us, afilu kishachas v'chalila malka oisano, even when he's beating us, even when we're suffering from terrible negoyim in our lives. Hakol l'toivehi. That we believe that everything is l'toive, that it's for the best. Aval kishiroyim ka'eis. However, right now, when we see shaloi b'yisuri haguf levad ma'alka yisano, that Hashem is not only beating us, we've seen this before in the Eish Kodesh, that not only are we being physically beaten, v'agam b'dvarim shachas v'chalik l'machikim heim ha'son m'meni yisbarach, but we see that even in things that could bring us closer to Hashem, that these we're losing the yeshivas, we're losing the chadarim, we're losing the mikvahs. Ein chedel tinoik shabes rabin v'lo yeshiva, lo beis hamedrash l'espala b'tziva v'lo mikvah. V'chadayim emela, when we were being physically beaten, when we're being beaten by the Nazis, and we're being starved by the Nazis, so we can be mechazik ourselves to know that somehow there's a treasure that's hidden inside this suffering, inside this misery. But when the yeshivas are being closed and the mikvahs are being closed and the bat midrash were being closed, as chas v'chalila safik chashash oyle b'kibeni, we can't help but have a safik. We begin to wonder. Ha'evshe shekam ata kavanosi yisbarach l'toiva. How could this be l'toiva that we can't go to shul, that we can't learn, that we can't go to the mikvah? How could this be l'toiva? We begin to wonder. How could this be l'toiva? How could it be l'tayv that Hashem is taking Himself away from us? How could that be l'tayv? Imla Taiva. And we're wondering, Imla Taiva, if it's for our good, Hailoli Asreinu Bedvarim Shiyikavu Asanu Elov. And he should bring us suffering in a way that will draw us closer to him. Loi Bittel Taira, not by closing down the Batei Midrashim. So we, and not by making it so difficult or impossible to learn. With tefillah, and we can't get together to daven, chas v'chalila. Kemat kol ha'tor, that we can't keep now. We can't perform the mitzvahs now. V'heimein zoyis chas v'chalila yisur m'shel v'yad shem Hashem ma'alad mosam v'afu b'cheim v'ketzav godl v'yashlichem el eretz acheretz k'yem ezeh. We're afraid that this is not l'tayva, but that Hashem is tam angry with us. As it says in the Klolitz, and he's just throwing us out of... He's just, like, upset with us. He's just punishing us. And we feel this way. We have this suffering, because the suffering is not a suffering that brings us closer. If that were the case, then we would be able to be Mekai Mitzvahs, and more learning, and more davening, and so on. Lachin roim b'toyer shagam she nega habatim tmeyu metameh haiso. Therefore, we see in the Torah that the nega that would come onto the walls of the house, of course, it would be metameh the house. U'mekomakom also ba'Hashem shlichus l'toyer Yisrael. So it was a strange combination. On the one hand, there's a tumah, there's something bad about the nega on the house. It's metameh the house. It brings tumah. U'mekomakom also by Hashem, in that tumah, also Hashem shlichus l'toyves Yisrael. There's gold. It's hidden. Mitchila t'meya sheva yamim. First, all you could feel is the tumah. That's all you see is the tumah, is the ugliness for those 7 days. But v'acharkach nizgal ha'matma. Only afterwards is the treasure revealed. V'chein tzarech ish. Therefore, tzarech ish loymer. Therefore, the person has to say to the kohen, Rak kinnega nearly babayis. It's a din from the Torah that when the person is reporting to the Kohen that I have a problem with my house, with the walls, he doesn't say nega, nega nearly babayis. He says kinnega. It looks like a nega. It looks like a nega. Kinnega nearly, it's a din. Midarais. Kinnega nearly babayis. It looks like a nega. Va'afil, the next page. I feel tamachochem sheyedei shenegahu rak kinnega yoimer. And not only that, the din is that even if it's a tamachochem, in other words, the balabas is a tamachochem. He doesn't even need the kohen. The balabas is a tamachochem. And the balabas looks at this. He's not allowed to say that this is a nega. He only can come and to say to the kohen, kinnega. It looks like a nega. And by the way, you all know that the din is that even if the owner of the house is the Gadol HaDor, even if the owner of the house is Rav Moshe Feinstein, he can't paskin on the house. He has to go to a kohen, right? He can't paskin on the house. And not only that, the Gemara says that the kohen is, even if it's a katan, even if it's a child, or a tipish, or a fool. So the Talmud Chacham says to the little kohen who doesn't know anything, he says, Kenega nearly, you know. Looks like a nega. So then the little coin says, Kenega, or it's a nega, it's a bayis hamanuga. He passing this is a bayis hamanuga. It has to come through the mouth of a coin. And the Lubavitcher explains in a sicha, because the midah of the kuhunas, of course, is Lavarchis Amistov Yahav, is Ahav and Chesed. And before something can become declared Tameh, it has to go through the oilum of chesed, of the kuhuna, of like, the paskin on another Jew or in a Jewish home that there's tumah here. It can't be, it has to come through a kohen. But, and that's really what the Rebbe is saying also, is because kinega nearly babayis means that even tamacham shedesh negi ra kinega yaymer. If you're niskalel, mibnei shahayish ba'atzmai, any yochel loymer, im hi be'emes nega or pega, Rak shaloi nira kinega, because a regular person on his own doesn't know. All he can say is that this looks bad, but a Jew has to believe that beemis this there's good that's hidden in this necker, underneath this necker, in the wall. You can't really say it's Bemis Negah, Pegarak Shaloi, Nira Kenega, Hayochalema, of a Bemis Tavil Yisrael, Ashayetiv Hashem Yimano. All a person can say in this world is Kefi HaNira Lai, as it seems to him. And it seems to, the Rebbe is saying, it seems to us now that this is bad. But we have to mechazik that it's bad, that we're being patched in a bad way. But we have to mechazik ourselves be'emunah, that even though it's Kenega Nira Lanu, even though it appears to us that what we're going through is mamish kenega niralana, it appears to us that way. We have to mechazik ourselves that somehow, in a very deep and amazing way, there's a matmonias, there's something good that we can't see that's hidden in all the suffering that we're going through. That's the chizik that he gave to the Jews that were with him over there in the Warsaw Ghetto. But we should be zaycheh to see teiva nigla, lamatim asarat fachem, miyad, take it from miyad. That matter.